Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest, and peace to you, his people. Amen. They waited long. Oh, how long they did wait. The people of old. They waited for the deliverer. When would he come? Oh, that he would come. They knew that the promises of God were sure. But why? Why weren't they realized? Where was the seed of the woman? Where was the seed and the promise of Abraham? And where Shiloh of Judah and the son of David to establish the everlasting kingdom? Where the star and where the branch and where the messenger of the covenant? The cry, oh, that our help would come out of Zion. And then, in the fullness of the time, it happened. Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. The king comes to you, O Zion. We begin Advent. In preparation of that great and joyous feast of the Nativity, the birth, the coming of Jesus Christ into the flesh. We prepare for that, and as we do, let us join with all of the people of the ages. For really, we are there. We are there at Bethlehem, we are there at Jerusalem on that first day of the what we call Holy Week. Jesus is the eternal, everlasting God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. He is eternal and infinite. He reaches back into all the stretches, the infinite stretches of eternity, and he projects forward into all the infinite stretches of eternity. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the yesterday, the today, and the tomorrow. And so, dear friends, this today is just as it was then. And Jesus comes very rarely today as he came then. The king comes. He comes to his kingdom. Tell the daughter of Zion, her king is coming. That's what the prophet Zechariah foretold. And that is what the people recognized when, on that first day of the week, the last Sunday of his life here in the flesh, happened there in Jerusalem. The people recognized it. He came to his kingdom, Zion, the daughter of Zion. It's important that we recognize that. Jesus came into the world to call out of the world his elect. He came to save the whole world, but we realize that the whole world does not receive him. For as John says, he came to his own, but his own received him not. The people of Israel even rejected him. That is a great host of them. We must be very careful that Jesus comes into his kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the church, the daughter of Zion. Let's not be misled, as so many in Christendom are misled, to think that Jesus is some kind of a social, political, activist, the revolutionary that has come to change all of the political structures of the world and to bring about such a social, materialistic situation that everybody has everything and is happy. That is a strange notion. That's not the kingdom of God. And Jesus said so, as you know, when he was confronted with empire there at Pontius Pilate's judgment seat, "My kingdom is not of this world." The king comes, and let us remember that as we prepare for Christmas, the celebration of Christmas. And oh, so many people don't know how to celebrate Christmas. They don't know how to prepare. It's not what's going on now in these shopping centers and all over the world. Let us remember it is to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to his Zion, the daughter of Zion, his kingdom. And he came and he comes. Notice it says, "Tell the daughter of Zion, your king is coming." That is eternal. That is now, that is then, that is 1,000 years from now if the world is still in existence. He came how? To his kingdom? To establish his kingdom? In humility, in lowliness. Not on mighty steed with legions clearing the way, not with standards and trumpets and banners, with pomp and circumstance, but he, the Almighty who possessed and owns all things, came as lowly and as humbly as he could upon a colt never used, a young donkey, the foal of an ass, a burden-bearing animal. Isn't that very important? Jesus the King rode on the lowliest of burden-bearing animals, identifying himself as the great burden-bearer, the King of grace, of humility, of lowliness. He was riding on that day when he entered Jerusalem. He was riding to the fulfillment of his humiliation. He was riding to become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, that through his blood, through his sacrifice, through the atoning ransom, we might have forgiveness and life. Lowly, humble. The King of grace, the King of divine, eternal love. That's how he comes today. That's how he builds his kingdom. Through this grace, through this power of his righteousness, his merit, we are justified and become the sons and the daughters of the Heavenly Father, members of the blessed kingdom of grace. The King comes, O Zion, daughter of Zion, the King comes to you. Therefore, it is this great message that we should not forget. Prepare, receive him, praise and thank him. The people there realized that this was the King. That this was the King coming to the daughter of Zion. They sang that, did they not? But what did they do? This wasn't just a kind of a make-do thing. This was really an object of subservience, a really a bearing of themselves. They took their cloaks and they put them into the street, into the way, that he might ride over them. They bared themselves to their king in complete subservience. They took the branches, the palm branches from the trees, the symbol of triumph and victory, and they hailed him as the triumphant King of grace. We need to do that in our preparation to receive him. We need to bear ourselves. We need to take off the robes of our own righteousness, the tattered garments, and place them there before our Lord and King of grace, that his righteous robe, the robe of his merit, may be placed upon us. And we need indeed to sing unto him and to give triumph unto him. Yes, we need to sing Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King. Hosanna who comes in the name of the Lord. In the fulfillment of all the great blessings of the Lord. Yes, in the power of the Lord, for he is the Lord God himself. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. He comes. We prepare through penitence, through prayer, and through joyful praise for the coming of the King. And he comes. He comes very realistically in moments there, as he assured and as he promised. He comes through not only his word, but through the sacrament. He comes with his body and blood, the very body and blood that he gave to buy, to purchase his Zion, the daughter of Zion. And under the bread and the wine, he comes and he says, come unto me. He seals to us our forgiveness and our life and our membership in the kingdom, his kingdom. That is why every time we gather here, we join indeed, do we not? We join with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven to laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Come to receive your King. Amen. May the peace of God, passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.